This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO on Friday called on the Taliban to allow people being evacuated to leave Afghanistan and vowed allied countries would remain in, quote, close coordination while operations continue. The joint declaration by NATO's 30 member countries was made following an emergency conference of their foreign ministers to discuss evacuation efforts and the next steps to take. The United States and NATO allies have been flying their citizens, Afghan staff, and their families out of Kabul since the weekend, while the Taliban overran the capital and regained power. While thousands have been evacuated so far, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg claims foreigners and Afghans were struggling to reach the Kabul airport. Several countries have mounted missions to airlift their nationals and local allies to safety, but Stoltenberg warned the allies must work together and the Taliban must cooperate. Britain and the United States sanctioned seven Russian officials on the first anniversary Friday of the near-fatal poisoning of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, which the West blames on Moscow. The individuals, all members of Russia's domestic security service, the FSB, successor to the KGB, are accused of planning or carrying out the August 20th, 2020 nerve attack. They now face asset freezes and travel bans under the sanctions. The measures are the second round of reprisals by Britain for the poisoning after it targeted six individuals and one entity in October 2020. The United States and European Union also imposed a round of their own sanctions in March. Russia then hit out at Western capitals, warning its foes, quote, not to play with fire. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. AstraZeneca on Friday said its trial data is raising the prospect of a new treatment to prevent COVID-19 beyond vaccines, giving hope for people who respond poorly to immunization shots. The British drug maker says its new antibody therapy reduced the risk of people developing any COVID-19 symptoms by 77% in a late-stage trial. While vaccines rely on an intact immune system to develop an arsenal of targeted antibodies and infection-fighting cells, AstraZeneca's therapy consists of lab-made antibodies that are designed to linger in the body for months to stifle the coronavirus in case of an infection. AstraZeneca is the first to publish positive prevention trial data and is now targeting conditional approval in major markets well before the end of the year, aiming to produce roughly 1 to 2 million doses by then. Jamaica's prime minister announced Friday the country will prohibit residents from leaving their homes for 7 days spread over 3 weekends to contain an upsurge in coronavirus infections and shield its healthcare system. The Caribbean nation has been battling a third wave of infections with the presence of the highly contagious Delta variant confirmed on the island. Its prime minister says the case numbers are unacceptably high and rising, and the rate of hospitalization is beyond what Jamaica's healthcare system can cope with. The country's vaccination efforts have been sluggish, with only 5% of the population fully vaccinated. The giant container ship Ever Given, which blocked the Suez Canal for 6 days in March, crossed the waterway on Friday for the first time since it left Egypt after the incident. The ship, en route from Britain to China, crossed the canal among a convoy of 26 vessels sailing from the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea, according to the Suez Canal Authority. The vessel, one of the world's largest container ships, became jammed across the canal in high winds on March 23rd, halting traffic in both directions and disrupting global trade. Once it was dislodged, the 400-meter or 1,300-foot vessel left Egypt on July 7th, 106 days after becoming wedged across a southern section of the waterway. And South Korea's foreign ministry said on Friday the U.S. envoy for North Korea will visit the South this weekend amid a standoff over South Korea-U.S. military exercises that the North has warned could trigger a security crisis. The U.S. special representative will arrive in Seoul on Saturday for a four-day visit to meet with his counterpart and other officials, according to the ministry. The allies began annual military exercises this week, mostly involving computer simulations with minimum personnel, but North Korea sees such exercises as a rehearsal for war against it. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.